Manuel's Tavern in Atlanta's Ponce Highland neighborhood will be closing soon for a major renovation, and that has sparked an effort to archive the landmark bar's aging interior. Its walls are cluttered with hundreds of images and plaques and objects of all kinds. WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports.
Exploring the maze-like layout of Manuel's Tavern is like walking through a museum.
Not much in this room has changed at all since 1956.
Brian is the youngest son of Manuel Maloof, who started the bar nearly 60 years ago and became known for his Democratic politics. In the narrow room where the tavern first started, Brian points to a painting of a nude near one of the wooden booths.
So this picture here, the artist that painted that picture, that's his wife. He would pay off his bar tabs by leaving us paintings.
Brian turns to the original bar. There, scattered along its side, just above the stools, are a dozen or so golden plaques.
So what those plaques are, is that where you typically sat as a regular, and the year you started coming in, and then the unfortunate year of your passing.
Then Brian gestures toward another way people remain at Manuel's after death. Above a doorway just behind the bar is one of the four urns in the tavern. This one belongs to a regular named Calvin.
You see the little metal cage with the C on it? So those are his ashes in there. Never heard the man say an unkind word about anybody. He was wonderful.
Brian took over Manuel's after his father died in 2004. Now he's leading it through a challenging time, its first big facelift that will close it down for several months.
The renovation has been a very scary thing.
Because all the photos, posters, and mementos put up by staff and customers have to come down.
Essentially, all the people that love this place know this place. I'm messing with their living room. I'm rearranging their furniture in their home. I mean, they think of this place as their home.
Brian says a lot of people worry their contribution to the walls of Manuel's Tavern will be lost or even just moved during the construction. He's received voicemails from around the world just like this.
I've got a wedding photograph that's hanging up that I met my wife there. We got married and we had our wedding reception there, and I come there twice a week and our picture's been there for 20 years. You're not moving my picture, are you? You know, that would be the voicemail.
So when a Georgia State lecturer approached Brian about preserving it all digitally, he was relieved. Ruth Dussault stands in the North Avenue room at Manuel's Tavern with Michael Page. He's with Emory. They're using a special camera to take high-resolution images of the bar's interior, particularly its walls.
The idea really started because I'm also a resident of the neighborhood, and I've been here for about 18 years. And every time I've come here, I've walked around and looked at all the images.
Ruth's idea turned into a project called Unpacking Manuals. It involves professors, artists, and students. They're digitally archiving the hundreds of images at Manuals exactly as they appear now, and also discovering the stories behind them. Ruth and Michael explain.
The end result will be an interactive website where the public can move around inside of Manuals.
And as they see pictures on the walls, they can click on it, and then they get a high-resolution photograph of the image to view in their browser, but they can also click and get user stories or the story about, you know, the John F. Kennedy photo or Jimmy Carter or just some of the rich history that's on the walls of Manuel's.
As Michael just mentioned, many of the objects that fill Manuel's walls, like the JFK portrait enshrined by sports flags, speak to its history as a Democratic hangout. But in the archive, you'll also be able to see the tavern's many other connections to the city, as a cop bar, a hub for students and professors, or a meeting place for journalists.
You'll come here, that you'll see people playing chess, fishing groups, Grandmothers for Peace. They were on the book for next week. It's truly a public house.
Sitting at the bar eating lunch is another member of the Maloof family, Brian's oldest brother, Michael. He points to a large black and white photo on the wall.
That's my mother and father. That's when I was about 2 or 3 weeks old.
With the digital archive, the manual staff can make sure pictures like that, the old personal ones, go back in their original place. And Michael says he knows it's what his father would want. He told him so once.
He said, I want it, if anything happens, I want all those pictures preserved. Everything else was insurable and you could keep, but the pictures were, you know, that was something different.
The coming renovation has reminded people of that. In a city with so much new development, Manuel's Tavern is something different. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.